The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Munchkin Land, a game, a podcast that celebrates the game Munchkin from Steve Jackson Games. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Munchkin Minute. As we dive into our mailbag this week, Tyler writes in and says, I'm currently listening to your newest Munchkin Foo episode, and I'm grateful that you posted since apparently I am the only one of my three brothers that play Munchkin that like Munchkin Foo. But that is not what this email is about. It's about some card ideas. Because if memory serves, you asked for some. If not, I apologize for wasting your time. The cards that we asked for were specifically for The Hobbit, a Hobbit expansion set that we were talking about. But he says, I was thinking that these would fit with normal Munchkin with the mini expansions. So you have orcs, the unnatural axe, and so on. I mean, how else would you get a good old Torque? Well, enough wasting my time. Here are a few. These are critical hit Munchkin card ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, vomit 1,000 gold in ritual components and go up a level.
Nice.
Another card is Of the Void, which is a +5 to monsters. The monster is now a blank of the void.
Mm-hmm.
Rotary axe +5, usable only by orcs. Once per combat, roll a die. If you get a 6, yell Kablamicus for the rest of the combat. This is a +8. So apparently that it would be a 6 all the time.
Right.
Right.
Depending on who's rolling it.
Yes.
If Brian was playing an orc with this axe, then he couldn't.
But if it was someone else that we know, it would be a 6 every time. Jump out a window, go up a level. Curse. Here's a curse. Luck of Randus is the name of the curse. Rolls of 3s, 2s, and of course 1s all count as 1s for the next 2 rounds.
Wow.
There is a perception check. It looks magic-y. Peek at the next 3 cards on either deck, but not both. You have it a level 11 exploding skeletons. You get 3 treasures off that. And you thought it was a good idea to search for dead bodies. The bad stuff, they rip off your arm. Lose a one-handed weapon. That's pretty good. Elven friendship bracelet. Give to a player. They must help you in any combat. That player gains a treasure every time you work together.
Nice.
There's a watch twig +2 one hand. A wandering monster card cannot be used on you.
Nice.
Ah! And then the last one is, and then Thony flew in, escape any combat, get the treasures, but none of the levels. So there you go. What do you think of that?
Those are actually really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just so horrendously spoilery.
Oh,
if somebody is listening to Munchkin Land and thinking to themselves, you know, I think I would like to check out Critical Hit. Now they are crying.
Well,
I think this should
only
be,
when they get there.
Yeah. And I duck.
Yeah.
Would be a good one.
Actually, that would be a monster. It would be called just Duck.
Yeah.
Duck.
And what else?
Oh, there's tons of stuff. Obviously, every ridiculous monster.
Curse. Elven Granola.
Now, that would definitely be an
single
item.
Use item.
Yeah.
+3 to either side.
Making do.
Yeah, that would be
stop
great.
The game for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Making you lose a level because the game master is mad at you.
Oh, so many things that
That'd
can
probably be,
done
be an everyone loses a level.
Yeah, everybody loses a level.
Oh, that'd be good. Kind of like the one that we did. Everybody loses a level,
the
and the person who did it is the drop 2.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty good. So, anything else from Munchkin Land? Oh, hi, love the show, says Philip. I haven't played Munchkin in a few years. Before they had a quick start draw. Before, they had the quick start draw 4 off each deck rule. We used to start each game by rolling a die to see who started. Highest first, but also that was the number of cards you drew off the deck. It was awesome to start with 12 cards sometimes, but could really suck to have only 2. This number stayed with you even if you died. Hope that makes sense. Thanks for the show, Phil. Does that make sense?
Yeah, basically, when you roll off the start,
mm-hmm.
you keep track of whatever number it was you rolled.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating Zach. And
that'd be a good one.
You would actually draw that many cards off of each deck
before they had the four off each one. So how could you end up with 12 cards?
Six and six?
Six from each deck.
Oh, okay. That'd be pretty cool.
Zach could end up with 14.
He could, but he still has to at some point discard it down to five.
Charity, or probably be able to put enough in play.
And the number stayed with you even if you died.
Yeah.
Which means that's cool.
Have you used that, Rob?
That's a house rule that he made.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
You know, the what he's talking about, the original rules were 2 and 2 to start the game rather than 4 and 4. I don't know when they actually made the change to have 4 and 4 the default, but there was some time after the first few sets, there was the 4 and 4 was the quick start rules or the epic rules.
Okay. Well, Munchkin Minute episodes are usually quite short, but they're those little tidbits, those little morsels to
munchkin,
tide you over
munchkin
between
bites.
Games. Yes.
Trademark. Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Head over to MajorSpoilers.com for more from Munchkin. You can check out the feed over there or check out some of our other fine podcasts, the Dungeons & Dragons podcast that we were just talking about, Critical Hit. And if you like comic books, Major Spoilers. And if you like to just laugh at zaniness, we have something called Top 5.
Mm-hmm.
Most recent episode, I don't even know when you're listening to this, so I couldn't even tell you. MajorSpoilers.com is the place, and we will see you next time.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.